Okay,
sure. With those undrafted free agents that he was just talking about, can you talk a little bit about what goes on the moment the draft ends? Because you've had such a good record with them in past years of the frenetic things that go on to try to get them to come to you as opposed to somebody else catching them first.
Well, I think it's a stock market type atmosphere. You know, being on the trading floor, guys are yelling and screaming. All the coaches are working tirelessly. We've got phones, recruiting. Scouts are scrambling around recruiting. Pat Moy already is doing the contracts along with Jesse Markison. I'm kind of coordinating, but by then I'm actually kind of chilling out too because the draft has ended. The coaches and scouts do a phenomenal job recruiting. Steve will get involved sometimes. Bisciotti, he's in the draft room. He'll get involved trying to recruit a guy. He's had some success. Ozzie will get involved. I'll get involved. We don't spend as much money as some other teams. We would prefer to save that money. It counts against the cap. So if you spend $100,000 in signing bonuses to these undrafted guys, that comes off the top of the cap. And history shows that only about 4% of those guys are even going to make it, so why spend that much money? So we typically have a budget of about $10,000 to $15,000 compared to $150,000 that other teams spend. We tend to focus on certain players. We go at them hard. We have a history of good players that we've done with Priest Holmeses and Mike Flynn's, even a guy like Jeff Saturday, who we had here. We cut him, but we had him. Ellerby, McLean's, Lionel Dalton, all those guys. Bart Scott, one of the best. So we have that history that we can kind of talk about with these guys. And then obviously, if John Harbaugh calls you or Greg Madison, we have a lot of college coaches with college backgrounds. They're used to recruiting, and they do a great job.
Eric, what's so sad about these guys?